So did we all get a memo?
We all have black sweaters on.
It looks black though.
Yeah, it does.
All right, well.
Thank you. Today is Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. We're here for an Orange Township Board of Trustees special meeting. Call this meeting to order. Ms. Graff, if you please call the roll.
Mrs. Faust.
Here.
Ms. Knapp.
Here.
Mr. Grumbles.
Here. So we're here today, we're gonna start the meeting out with a discussion of possible action of mission statement and core values. And so with that.
We want to do the pledge first?
Sure, we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll add that. Okay. There it is. No one here for public comment. We're gonna start with a mission statement and core values discussion. And so, Mike, if you want to jump in and get us going here and then pass out some material for us.
Yeah. Thank you, Blair. I appreciate your time. I really do. What you have in front of you, the first thing is a chart. I would say this is a summary of the two other documents that you have. And what you have with those other two documents are the mission statement and core values presentation that I used when we met with staff. And, you know, I was thinking about how to frame this conversation and this discussion. And the first thing that came to me really is the word opportunity. I think Orange Township is prime. I think this is a great opportunity for what I perceive to be critical foundational pieces for successful organization. And that would be the mission and the core values. You know, when I think about the mission statement, really what does it do? It defines what we do and really why we do it. And how we did that is, in meeting with staff, we collected feedback from everybody on the township side, to be honest. We collected feedback from those here at the Township Hall. And we looked at what do we do across all the different departments and across all the different duties and responsibilities. And then we thought about, well, why do we do it? You know, what are we really here for? And then how do we want to carry that out? And over the course of time, we constructed the mission statement that you have in front of you, and really it gets to the what, the whom, and the why. On this document here, you'll see the mission and values in the center, but then the smaller circles that surround it, the top three really go to the mission, the bottom three really speak to the values. But when we're talking about mission statements, I think one of the biggest things is we're talking about unity of purpose. You know, I call it the dotted line. In the HR world, it's important that every single employee, no matter where they fit in our organizational structure, can draw a dotted line from that position to that mission statement, that they see their work as valuable, not just for their department, but for the township as a whole, no matter what they do. It's that dotted line. On the value side, you know, values, a critical component because it's culture. It creates our culture, our DNA, what differentiates us from another township or another organization. When I think about hiring, and we've been doing some hiring here, that's one of the things that I emphasize and I highlight, that when you come to Orange, this is what you can expect. This is who we are, and to build the greatest culture that we can possibly build. If you haven't already noticed, I'm a huge culture guy because it just permeates every facet of the organization. You know, we're currently going through a handbook revision. How do those core values work with those policies that we create, the people that we hire, what we recognize, what we reward, whether it's contract negotiations or just communicating, and the way in which we communicate with each other, I think is extremely important. Like I said, it's a great opportunity for us. I think it's a great time for us, and that's why it's presented before you. I would say that the mission statement has been vetted, if you will, you know, from staff. This is their suggestion, if you will. For the core values, one of the things that I went over with the core values with staff is really this, in most situations, is a top-down decision. Because you're shaping the culture of the organization. And it's what you, as a board and trustees and as leadership, what you expect from your staff and what you would have as the core values. These are suggestions to you.
Mike, I want to thank you, first of all, for putting all this together. We had talked about this over the last few years. It's come up several times. We're grateful for the insight and experience that you bring to the township, and I think it's evidenced in the hiring processes that we've taken and how we've dealt with issues that have surfaced since your arrival, and what you really ultimately bring to the table. I think the mission statement for me is perfect. Personally, I wouldn't suggest any change to it. I like it just how it's written. That's ultimately what, as a board and elected official, speaking for me personally, when I think of what I'm doing here, it's serving the community. It's to ensure that the services we have and what our ultimate job is as a township government is enhancing and sustaining and enhancing, you know, the experience that our residents have come to know. And I don't want to put sustaining in there because that's a cop-out to keeping the status quo going and how they are. And we don't control the changes all the time, but we can control how we respond to those, and that's where we have an opportunity to enhance. If you think back to the conversations we've been having about some of the things in motion right now, and that's really to equip us to do just this, and it fits right into the mission statement to give us the resources. Because if you have a mission statement that you can't achieve and you don't have resources to action on, then it's nothing more than writing on the wall, right?
Right.
So I like that. The core values, speaking for myself here, and I'm sure the other board members have a lot of comments too. The first one where we see community, in my mind, relationships is the key word there. And I think relationships has got to be one of our values because it speaks to relationships with both our, you know, with both the community and internal stakeholders, right? And I want to highlight that because the relationships amongst our staff and team and the board are critical, and that we note that is important, and relationships in general. And I don't want the word community to detract from the team here, if that makes sense. I want that to be their focus. That's who we serve as far as our mission statement, but we can't serve the community if we're not working functionally as a team and our relationships aren't in check, right? Pride, I like that. You have to have pride in work. You have to be proud of what you're doing and the results and outcomes. Results, I had a question about valuing output over input, and was hoping that you might be able to add some structure around that.
You know, when I think of a lot of things that we do, we tend to focus on maybe an educational piece. So let's say it's a training. Okay, so we hold a training. The question is, did we obtain the objective just by holding the training? Because that's an input. You know, what's the output behind the training that is going to validate that the training is useful? That's how I view results as far as there's an input and output. Input has its place, but I don't know if it's the end all. And that's where the results, I think, you know, the output comes in.
Yeah. So I would say if we can talk through that and look at a way to structure it clearly where I think input does matter. How you get to the output, right? The manner, and I don't want there to be any confusion there. And technically, you know, when I go back and do stuff like this in the corporate world, I would present it, and if people had questions, it was my sign that I needed to clarify or something. And so I'm just offering my open feedback on that, because I understand what you're working towards there. Results matter, right? We're not here to go through exercises and motions just for sake of. It's what we achieve from our heavy lifting or our hard work, the outcomes, right? And I like the development one, that's great. Personal organizational growth, it ties directly into our mission statement. So those are the only two that I thought, you know, maybe we look at. Other than that, this is great. We much needed, and I applaud you for how you went about it. You know, and maybe in results, what I just said, if we could structure that in a way where outcomes and how we achieve those outcomes, you know, are pivotal to our success, because the how, if we value just outcomes, we can get there a lot of different ways.
That's true.
But the most important thing is that we get results consistent with our mission statement and our values, right? We obtain results the right way and achieve meaningful outcomes as a group.
Absolutely.
As a team.
Yeah, I can work on that.
Okay, that's it for me. I appreciate it.
No, thank you for the feedback.
So were these core values were selected from a number of available core values, is that correct?
Yeah, so when we met with staff, we went through, I think, the importance of it, you know, why are we doing this? Some of the pitfalls, to be honest. And then we solicited some feedback from the staff, but I told them that ultimately this is a leadership decision, because they're setting the tone, and it has to be their tone. I said, we can offer them suggestions, but understand that they may take them or not at all and come up with their own, which is fine, and I think everybody understood that.
Now, so our primary purpose, because we're a public agency, is to serve our residents. So how do you feel that these specifically serve our residents?
The core values?
Yeah.
I believe that these core values, when done well and lived out at all levels of the organization, can do nothing but serve our community. Because it'll be tied into every single thing that we do. It's basically a ripple effect, and this is kind of a big boulder in the middle of the pond. There'll be ripple effects when these are executed well and consistently throughout everything that the township touches.
Could you give me an example of something, mm-hmm. specifically, like a situation or a...
You know, when we're talking about, you know, community, and I see the word community as all-inclusive, internal and external, just how we deal with each other in relationships. And, you know, I was thinking about these, you know, a lot over the last few days, and we value meaningful. It could also be meaningful, honest relationships. And so how does that impact? Well, that impacts us tremendously here at the township. When internal or external, we're dealing with people on a real and honest basis, that we have integrity in what we say, which builds trust internally, externally with our citizens and the community. And that I would imagine that would be welcome from the citizens.
You touched on something that made me think, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
When you talked, your response was, if we do these well, there's a ripple effect. If we don't do them well, there's also a ripple effect, though, right?
Absolutely.
And I've heard from residents when I originally campaigned and through the years of living here, and in the last, you know, few months here, I've gotten feedback from numerous people. It's phenomenal to see what's happening. It started last year, right in the fall, in the holiday party, and our whole team was there, engaging with residents. The fire department had representation. Maintenance and parks had representation. Our front, you know, of house team that fields calls and talks to folks that they'd never had a chance to see, they were there greeting folks and saying hello and engaging. Our leadership was there, which is the most, to your point, very critical, right? But that resonated with our community, and it was an amazing turnout. And now you know, here we are in late April, and the feedback and the calls and the messages I get are, there's nothing of concern. It's really great to see how much is being accomplished in such short time and how well the team's working together. The opposite was true when that wasn't the case, and it isn't any organization, and that comes and goes. It will never be consistently good or bad. It's going to ebb and flow. But I do think having a strong mission statement and values serves as a foundation so that when you do have an issue, it helps structure how it's dealt with consistently. So,
absolutely. Ms. Knapp, to your point, just thought of another example is, you know, when we look at community, meaningful, honest relationships, and I can see that directly tying into how we do contract negotiations. You know, I was just at a training today, and one of the things that they consistently spoke about was good faith, relationships, honesty, personal, real friendships and relationships, getting to know folks, getting to know them on a personal basis before you get across the negotiating table. And I thought, you know, and that's how our core values directly tie.
Okay, Eric, do you have anything?
My favorite, if I have one, is that community relationships piece. When I interviewed for the position, one of the things that we talked about is basically what you just said, that if we know each other as humans, then, you know, you agree to disagree in a better emotional state than if I just don't trust you and I don't think you're a good person. But when I know you and I know about your kids and your dog, and you know, then I understand that you're a good person, and I can, oh, well, this is the reason, this is the motivation behind someone, you know, having a different viewpoint than what we have. And that's whether it's internal with the staff or that's with our residents as well. It's all about getting to know each other and us as elected officials serving our community and knowing them. Not just understanding that this is the resident that often has concerns about one particular issue, but then, you know, we meet with them and we figure out why they have the issue. And so I love this idea of that it's kind of, you know, guiding all of us and holding this to this standard of let's interact and be friends. And then, again, we can agree to disagree, but coming at it from a place of assuming the good, I guess.
And friends, I think, is tough, right?
Yes.
Because we have rules that prevent us from being too close of friends and that kind of thing. But I think what you're talking about is getting to know someone as a human being first.
Correct.
And I understand your use of the word community. I think just tying that up to specify, you know, the internal is just important to our external health and well-being, right? Our internal health and well-being is no different than the human body. If you're healthy on the inside, you're healthy on the outside. And, you know, making sure that we structure our values around that. And I want to reiterate too, in my mind, these core values, when things are going great, we didn't have core values last fall. We didn't have them for the first 4.5 months this year. And we didn't need to reflect on them too often. A few times we might have. But it's when we're tested, and it's when we have situations come up, that it gives us a statement and a set of guidelines that we're going to commit to and make a declaration to abide by as leaders. And not just the board. You're a leader. Even people that may not have a title are leaders here because they're doing work independently. And their leaders in the community sees them as leaders of the community. They've got an Orange Township shirt or a truck, the fire department. They're looked at as leaders, you know, regardless of what their rank is. They don't know that when they see them in uniform. They're a leader, they're a hero, you know. And so, you know, I think that when we do have a hiccup, now we have something that we say, okay, does this hiccup, where does it fall within our core values and our mission statement, and how does it deviate from that or complement it in a good conversation, right? This person's done a great job, you know, performing and getting us back to our you know, par. It's just like a graph where you see the ups and downs, right? We want to really hone in and bring the variation tighter along that middle average line of our mission statement and goals. It's how I would describe it in my experience. The one thing I do have a question for the collective board, for you, Michelle, Ms. Kraft, that I'd like you to take back with you and brainstorm. One of the things you talked about was And it's what really had me thinking about the output and input. You know, having folks understand what their contribution to the greater good is, right? The folks that are running weed eaters, that are digging holes in our graves and that are doing that, how do we tie their efforts back to recognition and understanding the bigger picture? This is what you did today and why it matters. That's difficult with the guidelines and laws we prescribe to as a board. Because if we want to do that collectively, we really can outside of a public meeting. And so, I wrote down, what are we doing to tie in those daily workloads into all of this, right? That's a question. If we're going to commit to the values, and you're right, as leaders, we have to do it. What forum can we use to recognize and tie that back to the big picture? And it doesn't have to be a public recognition ceremony. It could be that Erica, myself, or Lisa goes for a day, a couple of truck rides one day, thanks the team as they're working out on the road in the rain or the snow, or shows up with donuts or coffee. Now, we've got leaders in place that did that last year. It was phenomenal. They had coffee and donuts delivered during the worst winter weather to keep the team going, and that little effort moved mountains, really did. You could see it on the team and how much they appreciated that, and it earned one of our new hires in a leadership role a lot of credibility and trust with his team, because they knew that gesture meant something, and that person, individual, as their leader, cared about their overall well-being and how they were that day. It's important that the board has that opportunity too. So that's the ask from me. Come up with ways that we can do that that's not disruptive to the synergy and not disruptive to the outcomes, the results, because we really need those opportunities, in my opinion. And we're all going to be different. What I prefer or comfortable with, Lisa may not be, Erica might not be, but there's got to be something, out of the grab bag that each of us can collectively, do to resonate with the team and get some face time and exposure to the team and hear from them directly. If that makes sense. That's it for me.
I guess my two cents, just going through the process with you, I thought it was a very open and inviting environment to come up with this information. And, I think, everybody contributed. Everybody's sitting in the, when we were sitting there throwing core values up on the whiteboard. It was good to see people begin to kind of understand and get behind it. And I think once it's, finalized by the board, and I think that the team will quickly rally behind it. So I think it's good that everybody's then kind of speaking the same language as far as how we treat others, both inside and outside the organization. The only comment I would have is I think the results, we value output over input, is a little, maybe something a little bit more descriptive. That would be my only two cents. So, but I like your suggestion also for the word honest. Yeah. I like that, but that's just me.
I could add probably 10 or 15.
I'm sure.
But, it's tough to choose.
Yeah. Yep.
It's tough to choose for sure. We talked about it, but one great thing is, can you think of any other thing that everybody can rally around? And there's probably not too many, to be honest. But these definitely would be. Everybody rally around the same thing.
Difficult being like we're not a non-for-profit organization or we're not a for-profit organization. So sometimes the success of a company, their internal culture will make or break them. So if everybody hates working there and they're getting low wages and they're not polite to customers, they'll go out of business. So sometimes one of the pitfalls of being a government is that we have enough money at all times just about to exist, which can make some people apathetic towards residents. It can make people not be as passionate about their work because they're going to collect a paycheck anyway. So hopefully these will tie into our culture and that will also shine through to the residents. Because I want to make sure that our top mission is to make our residents happy and that they have, when an employee answers the phone, they have a can-do attitude. Like, you know, there's a problem here, and rather than the majority of the time someone saying, well, we can't do that because, or we've always done it that way, someone saying, you know, why don't we look at that again? You know, even if it's just one resident. And a lot of times I hear it being said, well, you know, we're always going to get complaints about that, or someone's always going to be upset. But I never accept that answer ever, because if one resident is upset about something, it's legitimate to me, you know, even if it's something that just needs to be resolved. So I just want to make sure that, you know, this goes hand in hand with that, and we'll improve that situation.
I think it goes hand in hand in hiring. You know, are you hiring the right people that are going to assimilate your culture? Okay, bring new things, but yet assimilate at the foundational level. And that's one thing, you know, that frankly I'll do, is when we interview folks, here's our mission statement, here's our core value. We are being as clear as we can about who we are, our DNA, and what it's like to work here, the good, the bad, and the ugly, but this is who we are. And if you want to come and join that, be a part of that, help us be better at that, then maybe we have a good employee.
Yeah, being in a servant, you know, oriented role, regardless of what your role is here, ultimately, that's your job.
Absolutely.
And I think that's critical, because our staff, our team, it's not to, I thought your comparison, your comments there were spot on, and something that I wouldn't have otherwise thought of, Ms. Knapp, so thank you, about the potential to have guaranteed, you know, the complacency that can stem from not having this, and more importantly, nothing matters if it's not held, you know, to standard, if the team isn't held to the standard that the leader set. And you see that in bureaucracy and big government everywhere, where there's, it's so big, it's, they've lost sight of anything on the wall, and they're watching the clock. And you know, we can be better than that. We're the smallest form of government, and we are aware results do matter. Where we get a call or a text about something, we can make an actionable, quick, you know, typically decision and respond. And people greatly appreciate that. So, you know, I think that's spot on. And the people we have working here, they do interact with the customer directly. That's something that does differ from corporate America a lot. The folks that are, you know, pushing the buttons and filling boxes and shipping out packages in the line of work that I come from, even in the Department of Defense, you're not typically, a lot of folks there served prior, but you're still not in your current role. Going out on the line and seeing the people who aren't receiving their stuff or who are, or have to unpack it. You're not hearing directly. There's a customer service department for that. And there's a huge disconnect.
You'll hear the end result.
Yeah,
the interaction.
Yeah, a lot of people complained last week. Oh, that's great. I didn't have to listen to it.
So
move on. Yep. Here, they're out, they're mowing, and they get stopped by somebody that says, hey, we have a problem, right? So we need to equip them with expectations when that happens. We need to equip them with skills. Some of them may need to develop skills, and that's okay. The willingness is what we're looking for, to your point. And I think that's critical to touch on in the interview. Hey, we're serving a community here. Tell me about a time when you were in you were in a selfless position and you had to serve, right? Great interview question that goes with this. So.
Yeah, I like that interview question a lot.
Thank you again.
And I do have one more comment. The mission statement, our mission is to serve the community by offering vital services to enhance the value of life for those who live, work, visit, and partner with Orange Township. I feel like we should, our primary concern should be the residents, so people who live here. Because sometimes in the past, we've put some partners ahead of the township, you know, certain developers or whatever, and I feel, I don't know if there's a way, if the others agree, to say, to enhance the value of those who live, the residents of Orange Township, and also those who work, visit, and partner, something along those lines, to make sure that the residents are our number one priority. Because you can have someone that is visiting, and we would want to give them the best service possible, but at the core, residents are
the
most important. And the partners with Orange Township, well, if a developer wants to come in here and put some really inappropriate high-density single-family development with a big box or something, and whatever, and it's not good for our residents, I would I would put our residents first and their comments and their opinions and ahead of the people who partner with us, for example.
So, and I agree too. If it's our mission and it's Orange Township's, I do agree with that. Instead of saying community, let's define that, right? Our mission is to serve Orange Township residents.
Yes.
Right? For the Orange Township community.
Are the residents of Orange Township?
Yeah. The Orange, whichever way you want to put it. But we need to call it what it is. It's Orange Township, right? That's what we're here for. We're serving Orange Township's residents.
Residents and businesses that are here, right?
Yep, residents and businesses.
Yeah, residents. Yep.
There are businesses.
And that's why I think if you just say our mission is to serve the Orange Township community, right?
I think partner was there because, I didn't mean to interrupt, I'm sorry,
that's
because
okay.
of like, we partner with the schools, for example. They're a big part of our township, right? In our community, right? So I appreciate the development comment. I was thinking, I know when we were talking about it, I was thinking more, we partner with the schools, we partner with preservation parks.
But we partner with developers too. We have to, right? That's
yep.
That's an unavoidable part of what we do.
They have competing interests. They do not put our residents first.
Maybe,
no.
But, but we can expect that. But if we put
we pretend
if,
to sometimes.
If we include them in our definition of partner.
Yeah, they could still be good, but I
but
actually,
that needs to be at the state. That needs to be held to that same standard. Hey, if you want to be a partner here, then. According to our mission statement,
you have to enhance our environment.
Yeah. What exactly? How can you explain how your development will enhance the quality of life in Orange Township? Because that's what we look for in partners.
Yes, even I still go back to residents because they're the ones that vote and pass our levies. Business,
yeah.
Businesses
that's
do
true.
Not. Businesses do not vote. Yeah. Though I would put them in the secondary category. The residents vote to approve tax or parks levies. They approve our firefighter services, and then other people do benefit from those services.
Yeah, I agree with
well.
That. So our mission is to serve the residents of Orange Township by offering vital services to enhance the value of life for those who live, work, visit. And when you say live and you say work, in my mind, that's the business community.
Yeah.
To enhance the value of life for those who live, work, visit, and partner. And that covers
yes,
it all.
That.
The thing we can do, too, with these that I've seen done in different roles is you have everything in a concise format, right? But then you can go further with your sub-bullets and say, our mission statement is this. What does that really mean, right? It means that we're putting residents first, that we understand, you know, our partners include this, and this. But ultimately, all of us collectively are here to serve the residents of Orange Township together. Our partners, our business community, our businesses are here for the same thing.
Yeah.
Ultimately, they're here to offer a service to Orange Township residents, right? And by and large, if they do that successfully, they'll profit. So it ties right back in.
Yeah, I love it. And I definitely, though, I do want people that work here and visiting here to be treated the same, just as well, but still
yeah.
with the thought that the residents are
not
here.
Not at the cost of sacrificing
exactly.
the residents' happiness. Yep.
Can
totally
you fit
agree.
All that in? Just kidding.
That's your subtitle. That's the small print. That's the voice that talks fast on the commercial.
I can just read his mind.
Mission statement does not include. Yeah. Does not include developer service of those.
Yeah.
We'll get somebody to do that.
Asterisk. We'll put an asterisk in.
I'm sensing a newsletter article.
May cause disgruntled just developers. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Who are developers?
Yeah. Okay. So got enough notes here to keep working with this thing and get it finalized?
I think we do.
So is there any action that I need to note in the journal that the board is taking?
I think
it sounds like you're just asking Mike to go back and
giving consent for the
sharpen
effort.
It up just a tad. And
that's it.
You bring it to us at the next board meeting? So the next time we would...
Is it just going to be part of the personnel policy?
We want to formalize it.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's formalize it. Yeah.
Okay,
I think we've got a great start. I mean, these are very minor changes, and I think, you know, shouldn't take... You tell us how long you need, hopefully not more than a couple weeks, and we'll get back to it and approve it.
Okay.
Yeah, possibly next board meeting. I don't see a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, or if you need more time, that's fine. Right. And I do like the idea of asking potential applicants how they solve the problem. You know, if they're coming from the public sector, how, well, even if they're coming where they went above and beyond, you know, I like that idea. It's really good because some people wouldn't be able to answer that question. You know, how did you actually improve somebody's life, or if you work in the private sector, go above and beyond?
I didn't just sell this. I actually called the customer and made sure they were happy with everything because there was a hiccup. Yeah. I walked them through how to use it, gave them my contact information, and followed up.
Because you want people with empathy.
Next step, empathy, service, yes, compassion.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Could you put empathy in the sub, in the sub, in the sub points? Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
We have 25 minutes here before our next engagement. If you want to go to executive session and
it'll be like 4 minutes.
Okay.
Or 2 minutes.
All right. Well, I'll make a motion to approve resolution 22-160 to enter into executive session to discuss a dispute that is the subject of imminent litigation pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22, subsection G3.
Second.
Mrs. Spouse?
Yes.
Ms. Knapp?
Yes.
Mr. Grumbles?
Yes. And
I would just like us three real quick. It'll be really fast.
All right. Board of Trustees will attend.
Someone's locked out of the pool and has a HOA meeting there at 6:30.
I think it was a gentleman that just came and brought the health department.
Okay.
What was his name?
I don't know. I got a message from a resident there.
The results one being output over input.
Right now they're just trying to get motion.
I didn't remember that for some reason.
No, that was it.
To take my arm off.
I missed it.
There's, you know, I was thinking about it. There's a few more that I would love to see, but it just runs the risk of getting too large and then
now with the changes they...
Well, that's why I was looking at that. I'm like, I kind of hope that thing's going because I might have to...
Yeah, we'll chop it off.
Did I just not stop it? I thought I paused it. That's what.
I can just adjourn with the two of us, Michelle, if we need to. You okay, Erica? Erica, I'm just going to adjourn with the two of us.
Oh, yes, sorry, I forgot that.
Whenever you're ready,
Michelle. I'm ready. Yep.
Make a motion to approve resolution 22-161, return to regular session.
Mr. Grumbles?
Yes.
Ms. Knapp? Mrs. Spouse?
Yes.
All right. In executive session, we discussed a dispute that is a subject of imminent litigation pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22 G3. Nothing further in today's special meeting. I make a motion to approve resolution 22-162, meeting adjournment.
Second.
Mr. Grumbles?
Yes.
Ms. Knapp? Mrs. Spouse?
Yes.